Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Tuesday, February 16th. A bill is on the way to Governor McMaster that authorizes over $200 million in emergency funding to speed up distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. The House of Representatives today went along with Senate changes to the bill that requires the equitable distribution of the vaccine into rural and urban areas of the state. The funding will go primarily to DHEC and other hospitals. For the first time in months, the daily tally of new coronavirus cases is less than 1,000. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control confirmed 868 new cases plus 16 additional deaths. The positive test rate was just under 6%. Meantime, vaccination efforts continue across the state. To date, nearly 520,000 South Carolinians have been vaccinated with either the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna vaccines. In other news, a group of conservative lawmakers wants to make sure that churches stay open during future emergencies. The Post and Courier reports the group of 25 lawmakers wants to add language to the existing Religious Freedom Act that classifies religious services as essential during states of emergency. The bill contrasts with states like California and New York, which closed religious gatherings. Governor Henry McMaster has not issued such a restriction since the pandemic began. Flooding advisories and warnings continue for many area rivers across the Midlands, PD, Grand Terrain, and Lowcountry. The National Weather Service has extended warnings for the Congaree River at Carolina Eastman, affecting Richland, Calhoun, and Lexington counties, the PD River at Shirah, affecting Marlborough and Chesterfield counties, the Waccamaw River at Conway, affecting Oree County, the Great PD River at PD, affecting Marion and Florence counties, the Little PD River at Gallivan's Ferry, the Black River affecting Kingstree and Williamsburg County, the North Fork Edisto River at Orangeburg affecting Orangeburg County, the Wateree River at Lake Wateree affecting Kershaw, Lancaster, and Fairfield counties, the Edisto River near Givens Ferry in Dorchester County, and the Santee River near Jamestown. Minor flooding is occurring at these rivers, and more is forecast. And a national floor care company behind names like Hoover and Dirt Devil plans to open a new distribution center in the upstate. TTI Floor Care North America announced today a $93 million capital investment in a new distribution hub in the city of Greer in Spartanburg County. It's expected to create more than 130 new jobs when the facility becomes operational in March. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.